Hey, all right, everybody. It's 6:02. You're listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. We're your official Supermoon headquarters. Supermoon's coming tonight. We got drink specials, I guess. I don't know. Yes, thank you very much to Gilka for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The Mascot Wedding Show is starting now. But first, we're going to hear, what are we going to hear, Mac?
The Beastie Boys with I Don't Know off of Hello Nasty with MCA taking lead vocals. Mascot Wedding Show coming up.
Something's not right here.
Blick, 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 do, 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 pow, 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 pow.
No, 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 no. We're going to do this right.
That's good radio.
Trying to not get respect in this town.
Ugh. Is that radio giving, or is that CD player giving you, sassing you up, giving you lip?
CD player's not even giving us respect anymore. It's like the Rodney Dangerfield hour. Here we go.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
It's like honey.
Good heavens. Nickel dime.
What a piece of junk.
And... the time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it, I will see it, we will read it. And anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. So quit your bitching. We just heard the late, unfortunately, but fortunately the super great, MCA, part of the Beastie Boys. And that was I Don't Know off of the album Hello Nasty. Which, you know what, I'll say this about the Beastie Boys.
Say it.
I feel like... you know, I didn't pick up like their last two albums or something like that. And this is a really inane compliment, but those guys were never not cool.
Yeah.
That guy was like, I mean, he's always, always cool. And I mean, like you go back and listen to License to Ill and we were talking about this and it's like, it's a piece of junk.
we don't have to say that right now.
Well, I know. I mean, but when it came out, it was like, this is exactly, it was, you know, so much
fun. Oh, yeah.
And everything, and I was really bummed out about that.
Yeah,
MCA passing. It's, you know, not especially at that age and cancer. I don't know. It's a real shame. I've been listening to. I'm sure a lot of people have. I was popping in the Beastie Boys.
Of course,
to it. Sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible that. And we were talking about this earlier. How you know the Beastie Boys are over now, and there's that finality there where it's like I wasn't ready for that. Even though the Beastie Boys have just sort of. Or at least for me, have sort of settled into the periphery where I haven't been clamoring, like you said, for the last two albums, but I'll listen to them and like them. But yeah, they're no more.
Yeah, nobody, exactly. Nobody was okay with that news.
Right. But it's like you said, you know, they were cool. They always were and they always will be. And everyone has their own favorite thing about the Beastie Boys. And it's not going to be the same across people.
Yeah, I can't sit here and pretend that I'm a Beastie Boys super fan.
Exactly.
But I am still super bummed. Look at that.
is a bug crawling on me? What's going on, co-op? So the bugs don't respect us anymore.
Bugs don't respect. How are you, David?
I'm doing okay. It's been a pretty good day. Just sat around watching baseball, eating. Hey, wait a second. Are we, get out of here, baseball game. Get out of here.
Peanuts, popcorn.
No, hey, mister.
Steroids.
No, that is besmirching the game.
No hitter.
You can't just order a no hitter. get off the mic, vendor.
Hey, how about that?
Vin Scully, what are you doing here?
Look at that soundscape I just created, by the way.
That was pretty good.
I hope when the Austin Radio Awards are picking.
The Lousies.
when the Lousies come out and they are picking a best spontaneous soundscape that, you know, for your consideration.
You're in the conversation.
Mascot Wedding Show.
Yeah.
What's that? There are no radio awards because no one gives a crap.
Uh-huh.
That's unfortunate.
What's that? There are and nobody told us because we don't get any respect in this town.
I know. Can't even win a co-op Silver Mic Award.
Yeah, exactly. There's like 8 people eligible and we're one of them and nope, couldn't make it.
You know what though? It's like they know us. They know we need that fuel.
Yeah, exactly. They're making us better by hating us more.
By the way, here's something I need to do. And that is every time I think of a URL that I want to make for my personal site because MacBlake.com taken.
Yeah.
I need to not think about it and just buy it. Because we made some shirts here for the last a couple membership drives ago.
Yes.
It said, come and make it.
Yes.
Instead of come and take it, the Texas side said, come and make.
Right.
Instead of a can and add a pin. Mm. Somebody registered that November of last year.
Ugh.
And then I was going to make use it as fuel.
Uh-huh.
Which is what I tell myself when I get angry.
Yeah.
Useitasfuel.com, available, and then I think taken last month.
So do you think someone's listening to the show and taking them based on you?
I don't know.
Or do you think there's a parallel universe version of you that's a month ahead of you?
I think there's like a lot of angry creative guys that look, humble brag right there.
Uh-huh.
Look, creative guys, I'm creative.
So what about newseasonstartstoday.com?
Excuse me, I'm Otta. I'm verbally filling out my OKCupid profile.
Okay.
Creative, I like stuff.
Uh-huh, foodie.
Foodie, ugh. Gross.
In that you're made of food.
Yeah, exactly. I am.
You use it as fuel.
I use it as fuel.
.com.
Anyway, guys, we had a very special guest in the studio today.
Yes.
This week, right?
Coming up.
It starts, we haven't introduced you yet.
We haven't introduced you yet.
Oh, that was a trick. I see right there. Oh, boy.
No respect.
Right, show canceled. The 6th? 5th?
9th.
9th? Oh, I am woefully under.
We told you we haven't introduced you yet.
And stop. Please sit still.
The 9th Ladies Are Funny Festival is...
Oh, wait, never mind. Just introduce me so I can tell you what I said.
Well, why don't you let me, the radio pro, amateur because they don't pay me. Well, what year is it in?
This is the 6th year.
Oh, like I said?
I thought you were asking me what day it started.
No, the 6th annual Ladies Are Funny Festival kicks off on the 9th of this month with Austin X and also a lot of groups from out of town, and one of the show's producers is here to join us, ladies and gentlemen, Julie Gillis.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Really good. Happy to be here.
So what is your official role?
I am the executive producer.
Executive producer. Excuse me.
Can I ask one favor of
you?
I'm sorry. Could I get you to scoot a little closer to the mic? Just
how's that?
That is excellent. That is fantastic.
I'll listen to that radio hygiene.
Yeah.
You're crushing it right now. So it starts on the night. Tell me about it.
Okay. Ladies Are Funny Festival. It's our 6th year. We're starting on Wednesday the 9th with a show at the 29th Street Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Sue Galloway, an amazing comedian. She's on 30 Rock. She writes jokes for Saturday Night Live.
What kind of acts in general are going to be there? Is it going to be improv, stand-up?
We have improv. We have stand-up. We've got sketch. We've got musical improv, I think. Clowns. We've got magic acts.
Well, hold on. You got clowns?
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Yes.
Lose the clowns.
Oh, too late. Too late.
What are their names?
We've got Butt Kopinski, who's a noir clown.
Okay.
And then we have, I don't know if she considers herself a clown or a physical comedian, Caitlin Riley.
Okay. Is there face paint involved?
With Butt Kopinski, I believe there is some.
Okay, what about the one who may or may not?
Yeah, she put some stuff on her
clown.
Face. Yeah, clown.
Easy litmus test.
You got face paint, you got a clown.
Yeah.
Clown.
Face paint and or scarves? Clown.
Mm-hmm.
So good to know.
Yeah, and then we have magic acts and some amazing folks from New York coming down.
That's great. And where around town is this taking place?
We are opening up at the 29th Street Ballroom, which is by Spider House, on Wednesday. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have shows at Salvage Vanguard Theater on Manor. And then we're doing one small maestro with a ladies-only maestro at the Hideout.
What's a maestro?
Maestro is a competitive game with improv games that is judged by two directors and the audience. And so you come out in various pairs and trios and quads and do little scenelets.
At the Hideout?
Yeah.
Dita on Congress?
On Congress, 617 Congress.
And as you mentioned, the festival kicks off this Wednesday with Sue Galloway, who, what is her name on 30 Rock?
It's like,
she's one of the writers,
right?
Who is like the Norwegian one.
Yeah, I can never get the name right, but she's that one.
Yeah, it's like Sue, and it's like something hyphenated.
Mm-hmm. Vandervoorst?
She's adorable. Yeah, Vanderhoof
or something. Yeah.
She's doing a show called Pose. So
what's that?
Pose, the magazine. It's a one-woman show based on like headlines on magazines.
Okay. Women. Sounds a dynamite.
It's going to be.
Yeah. And that, and it goes from Wednesday until when?
Saturday.
And if people want more information about it?
www.ladiesarefunnyfestival.com.
So did you, are you one of the people that started this thing?
Mm-hmm.
So what made you look at Austin and say, I'll put this in this burg. Why didn't you clear out of here? There's other places.
Yeah, exactly. You could have gotten so much more pub somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because I like Tampa Austin. Bay.
I heard Tampa Bay's blowing up.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
I thought about going to Middle Iowa.
Perfect.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just in a field.
They would love a lady comedy festival.
It's like gorgeous.
It'd be like wearing the corn as tresses down my back.
Yeah.
It's all corn all the
well,
time.
That, now that's sounding kind of weird.
Yeah. Now it's yeah, more Wicker Man.
You had me, but you lost me. Yeah. Put on the bees.
Put on the bees. Yeah.
Will there be anybody putting on bees?
There might be. I don't know.
Tell one of those clowns to put them on.
A lot of women come in here from out of town to do some crazy stand-up and improv, so they might be wearing bees.
I went to a couple shows last year, and I could not have enjoyed it more.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. Yeah, Aparna.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Trilla was on the show last year for that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool stuff. I can I full disclosure?
Yes. Sure.
I will actually be taking part of the Ladies Are Funny Festival.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's not in the rules, Max.
It's not in the rules. I'm briefly helping out Mary Jo Peel.
It is definitely an exception. No. If you like ladies or you do lady focused comedy, lady friendly comedy, you're in a troupe with ladies, there's ladies in your troupe.
Good yeah. enough.
If you're a drag king, drag queen, why don't you apply? Yeah.
What if I am? Oh, never mind. Strike that. strike it from the record. I was going to. Yeah, I'm not happy with that.
All right. Well, pots for edit. There you go. By the way, every time we do that pause for edit thing, I maybe actually edit out one out of three. We'll see as I listen to it.
But back to the question at hand, mm-hmm. What was it about Austin and what was it about what was out there that made you want to start this festival?
Well, I was in a troupe for a good while called Girls, Girls, Girls Musical Improv.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a troupe of girls. And we knew other...
Julie, don't talk to us like we're stupid.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure it was really clear.
Hang on.
There were girls in this troupe.
How do you spell that?
No, like that all girl band girls.
Yeah, like Motley Crue's Girls, Girls, Girls is good.
Oh, yeah, now I'm with you.
Oh, someone drove a motorcycle into the studio.
Oh, hey!
You get that motorcycle
Stop
out of here!
It.
You get out of here! You're gonna interrupt the baseball game. Get out of here!
Don't touch me.
Sorry about that.
Did not care for that.
Sorry. That's on us.
Yeah. So we brought in some folks from Houston and Dallas, and then.
Then you decided no more of that.
No.
Get out of here, you Houston.
And our one evening of women focused improv turned into a festival the next year. So we kept going.
Great.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you? What's coming up in the festival that you're really looking forward to?
Oh, that was going to be my next question. Good work, David.
Great work.
We just shook hands.
I love how you guys work together.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, oh boy.
I'm looking forward to Reformed Whores.
Okay, we asked about your festival. look at this cheap jokesmanship over here. I'm going to stop.
No, bring them.
No, it's not good.
So tell us more about Reformed Whores is a sentence I've said twice today.
They are these gorgeous ladies who sing political songs.
Oh, okay.
They're gorgeous. Can you send me a JPEG?
You need to focus up, Mac.
Mm-hmm. I got an email.
And can I say can I spell the word BITC?
You could say
it. Yeah, I can say it. Skinny Bitch Jesus Meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Who will be back for their fifth year, and they are the sketch troupe, mm-hmm. of a dynamic duo of power, and they're out of control. Manic, wild, dirty, funny.
I have seen some videos of theirs. Hilarious.
Yeah.
In fact, it sounds like they're going to be guests on this show next week.
God willing, and the Greek don't rise.
Yeah, we've had people drop out before.
Yeah, we're not good with the
things. I can't
things.
Leave my heart open. It just gets broken.
Yeah.
I'll just rope them up, bring them in, make sure.
That'd be right nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Do it.
I will. No, I'm looking forward to them. Looking forward
to... Yeah, no, that looks great.
Leah Doobie from Boston's stand-up. She looks to be pretty awesome. Maggie May, local.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, there's a lot of great
amazing Maggie May. Let's see. Manny Petty from Philadelphia. Philly. I told him I was going to start a sketch troupe called Lavender Sea Salt Scrub, and we were going to go on tour together.
I love it. Start it now.
Disappointing people. They're like, I thought you were a spa day coming. No, what? You're going to, what? Tell jokes?
Yeah.
No.
I've started a troupe called Cupping Therapy. Didn't work out.
Candling.
Candling?
Ear candling.
Yeah. We don't have to do it. Yeah, that's the lowest attendance ever for the ear candling show.
Ear candling. Hey,
you guys heard about all those people that neti potted without cleaning the water?
Yes.
And they died.
They died because this poured bacteria into their brains.
Yeah.
My number one fear, death, of course. Whenever I think about it, I get bummed out for days.
What? Not you, Mac.
Yes.
I don't.
Unfortunately, David, my deal with the devil did not extend that far. I'm going to die one day.
No.
But I think the worst way to go, besides the super painful ways, mm-hmm. is a way that is a punchline.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like the one where it's like, right about it. Like Jay Leno would be like, oh, a guy got killed by squirrels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I guess the sinuses clear it up. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Like yeah.
Well, the thing that I wouldn't want to die in a way that sort of ruins it for everyone, because neti pots, if I may endorse, are great.
You've done that before?
Oh, yeah. They clear you up like nobody's business.
You weirdo.
What do you know? With your big nose that breathes well.
The only medicine I trust is what the commercials tell me.
you can't be that way.
I call up Robert Jarvik, Jarvik Artificial Heart. I am Robert Jarvik. Oh, that's smug pee. That smug jerk.
What do you have against Robert Jarvik?
He's so smug.
Everybody on commercials are smug.
Not as smug as this guy. He's not even endorsing... Because he was doing some like heart medicine, right, for a while?
Yes.
But then I think he branched out into something else.
Oh, yeah, might as well. He's a brand
like,
now.
Hey, I'm Robert Jarvik. Do you guys get pain in your knees? I was like, what do you know about that, Jarvik?
Yeah, Robert Jarvik, do you need summer refreshment? Go get an Orange Julius. Yeah, that's fine. He can do that now.
Well, look, anybody talk about Orange Julius, now I want an Orange Julius.
God, do you even get an Orange Julius?
Lakeline Mall.
Lakeline, really?
Yep.
I'm going to drive out there later tonight.
You do that.
I will. I'm going to.
Guys, I have an idea. Yeah. Let me just float this past you. If you don't like it, Julie. Shoot her right back.
Okay.
Let's leave this stupid show.
Uh-huh.
Take off, go to Lakeline Mall, get an Orange Julius.
I got a big car outside.
Let's do it. We'll play Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. That's a 12-minute song.
We got to play it on repeat then.
Fine. I don't care what these dumb audiences hear.
David, we're still on the air.
Yeah.
We love you guys. No, we can't do that.
No.
There's radio to be done.
That's right.
Yep.
Indeed.
But you are not just an organizer of Ladies at Funny Festival. You also do other stuff in town.
I do.
You do Bedpost Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Bedpost Confessions is a monthly reading and performance series focused on human sexuality.
David, can you hit the dump button?
Yeah.
Where's the filth filter on the show? All right, you garbage monger. What else? Tell me more about the show.
It's an awesome show. It's weirdly wholesome, I like to say.
What does the show entail?
It entails 4 to 5 performances from local writers or comedians. Or we've had magicians on that show, too, strangely.
Love magicians.
We had Dirty Ukulele Player, which was pretty fun.
Wait, were the songs dirty or was the ukulele dirty?
Both.
Okay,
was
nice.
What was that person's name?
Jessica Lee, Lovelies. And then we asked the audience to fill out confession forms.
Mm-hmm.
So anything they've wanted to do, hated doing, shouldn't have done, are gonna try, have a crush on someone, whatever it is, and then we read them anonymously, and that's our real big hit.
Okay. So this sounds like a fun show. Of course, David and I, when we were on it, we had a blast. Hold on, let me go back and. What happened?
Seriously.
Do you want to be on the show?
It's nice to get asked.
And when is the show?
It's the
3rd. I'm busy that day.
How does that feel, Julie?
Wow. I'm strangely turned on right now. It's a very dominant action going
on. Pull it on back. Not even worth the price of admission.
Keep it yourself, pervert.
No.
But,
you open the door.
But when and where? When and where does the show take place?
Yeah, it's the 3rd Thursday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Independent ND 501.
Oh, okay. Great.
Well, let us know.
8 o'clock.
Let us know if you got to...
Can we do a radio show on the stage?
Oh. You know what? I would worry.
Can we do something meta?
We conform like to your format.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what again? Talking?
Uh-huh.
We would do that. We could do that.
We're versatile.
Well, yeah. I will talk to you boys about this.
Yeah, all right. We'll figure it all out.
All right, I think we will.
If you could keep it as clean as possible, mm-hmm. what is there one anonymous confession that sticks out in your mind as your favorite? And you can use the letters of words.
Oh!
No, there's no clean, no clean way around it.
All right, okay.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We'll move on.
This one's on you today, by the way.
That is. I thought we could dance around it playfully, but nope. Just went.
Okay, you know what?
We've had confessions that were like, I'm gonna ask the girl that I brought here tonight to go out with me. Finally, which is not really, that's not very dirty.
No, that's sweet. That's nice.
We do get a lot, like, I've never tried X before, and now I'm going to go home and try X because we talked about it tonight.
Okay.
Has anyone ever asked about going to, and then on the baseball bat?
I'm not sure I even know what that is.
That's the filthiest thing.
Did you bleep me?
You can't, yes, of course I did.
Why did you bleep
me? You can't ask that kind of question.
You know what? But baseball bats come up.
Really? Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Filth show. Don't care for this.
File this and ref.
We're going to play some Jim Nabors songs for the rest of the show. We'll bring the ship back.
Wait, isn't Jim Nabors? Who sang The Streak?
That was Ray Stevens.
Who's Jim Nabors? Was that Gomer Pyle?
He was Gomer Pyle.
Yeah.
He sang in like a kind of...
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and he did that show where he would turn into that superhero, Shazam.
No,
by
Mac.
Saying the wizard Shazam's name.
Mac, that is...
Because he had the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the warlike ability of Ares, the power of Zeus, the something of A, and the, let's not forget, the speed of Mercury.
Something of A.
I don't read DC Comics. This stuff's for kids.
He had 5 out of 6.
I was a kid once. Marvel's for adults.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my Lord.
Speaking of, free comic book day today.
Yeah.
I could not make it out. I drove past Alston Books, and the line was around the block. So, but you know what?
My husband took one of our kids and sent me a photo of him posing with the two like hot girls in spandex.
What?
Goodbye, guys.
Okay, let's just.
There he goes. We lost him.
So far in the show, we've mentioned Orange Julius's and and free comic books and girls in spandex, and we're still here. We're still here, folks.
I'm back. God, I realize that she got to finish out the show.
Yeah, you didn't. How far did you get?
I ran to my car, and then I left my keys inside, and then that gave me enough pause to think.
All right.
Look what I'm giving up to bring this radio show to you, you guys.
These guys were so busy.
I know. So busy. Don't make me do my own bits.
That's all I want to do now.
But yeah, Free Comic Book Day doesn't need me. I'm going there.
No.
They're getting enough money from me. They don't need to. I was there this week. Oh boy, spent a quitter, dropped some coin on it.
Yeah, they don't need you to not spend money there.
Yeah, exactly. They see me for the weekly paid comic book day.
They should open up, or not they should, but I would like for them to open up the books. And what kind of business do they do on Free Comic Book Day? Or is it just
you moochers? Know? I asked a dude one time at the comic book store, and he said honestly, I think it was the first one, and he said it was their single best business day ever.
Oh, that's great!
So I think people do come in and they shop around and buy something. I don't know who actually pays for the free. I think the comic book stores have to.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
We'd ask him right now, but the busy. Look what you did.
I'll have you know, I was going to buy some comic books today, but I was going to do it online. But I said, no, I will wait till I go to an actual comic book store. Just not today, because it's going to be filled with scum. So,
scum?
Yeah.
Because people like free stuff or
scum? 8-year-old son.
Yeah, how dare you, David?
No.
No, yeah. No, you have no idea.
Let the record show, David just called an 8-year-old scum.
No, I haven't met this scumbag yet.
He's a tricky, tricky kid.
Sure.
Oh, wait, are you saying he is scum? Hold on a second, Julie.
Yes.
Let's go off the.
Sure.
We'll sign off the air real quick. So this kid, he's a scumbag.
Man, you should see what he does with a cookie jar. He's just like always stealing everything.
That sounds like a scumbag activity.
I know. He has a girlfriend.
That's terrible.
And then they broke up, and then he was like, I think I'll take her back.
What a scumbag.
He's in second grade.
I don't
need
to hear this stuff.
Second
grade. All
right,
you're doing an awful job of parenting. Can I say that?
It's because I'm producing so much theater.
Julie, you're not, though. All right, pot us back down. Let's go back to reality.
All right.
No, hey. No, he's a sweet kid. Sweet, super sweet kid.
You're not doing an awful job. Of course that was a joke. Honestly, I didn't feel good making that joke.
No. Yeah.
Do you want to give a shout out to your son?
Evan.
Is he listening to the radio right now?
No, I'm probably.
This filth shout?
No, because he doesn't love me because I'm such a bad mother.
What?
Bad mommy jokes don't play well.
No,
they don't care for it.
One of my favorite times on the Hideout stage, I played a really bad mommy, and the audience was not.
Yeah, they don't track well.
But I think it's, I mean, I love them. Actually, I love like shows like Absolutely Fabulous where the women are just like, the biggest hot messes ever.
Yes.
And they're just like, I wish I had never had you. Da, da, da. And they're just like drunk all the time. Mm. And I just kind of love those women because I think mothers get real frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but they're not allowed to just be like.
I'm surprised mothers aren't like that every day, all day. Because kids are the worst. The absolute worst.
Jessica Walter has found a second career.
Yes.
Doing that exact character on Arrested Development and Archer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I like Bad Mommy as a character. I think I'm a pro for that.
Nice.
All yeah. right.
Just putting it out there.
Just cool weird.
Love you, kids.
A weird look behind the curtain at Julie Gillis's life.
I don't like that you gave a thumbs down and shook your head after you said that. Didn't care for that. Hey, no. Tell you what, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. I'm all set.
You're all set?
Here.
What are we going to hear, David Hatta?
We are going to hear right into the microphone. We're going to hear screaming.
Oh my God.
Screaming Females have a new album out. It's called Ugly.
Did you do that on purpose?
Screaming Females?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I sure love did it.
The new album is called Ugly.
It's a chick festival. Come here with a chick name. That'll please those skirts.
It's just 4-9 blondes. It's called Broad something. I don't know.
It's some Tracy Chapman. Does that make you happy?
This one's called Rotten Apple. More Mascot Wedding Show after this. All right, and we're back with the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake, and joining us in studio from the Ladies Are Funny Festival, executive producer, Julie Gillis.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello.
Ladies Are Funny Festival, of course, kicks off this Wednesday at the Spider House Ballroom, or sorry, the 29th Street Ballroom, which is right next to Spider House. It was called one or the other.
It's all, I still call it Art Authority every
Me
once in
too.
A while.
Yeah. And once again, the website for that, ladiesarefunnyfestival.com. Correct. Crushing it over here with the promos.
You're doing it. Doing it, Mac.
Julia, Dave, you guys seen The Avengers?
I'm going to see it tonight.
You're going to see it tonight?
Mm-hmm. What?
Spoiler alert, it's good.
That's not a spoiler alert, Mac. You're not using that, right?
I had a lot of fun at it.
Yeah?
I had a lot of fun. I went to go see one of the midnight shows on Thursday because I am a big fan of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not midnight shows.
Yeah, you've talked about how you didn't want to do midnight shows anymore. What was it about this that made you want to do it?
You know what it was? I think I saw a midnight show of like X-Men 3, and I was like, dumb movie, and I was like, I'm done with this.
Actually, can I tell you, I think I know which one it was.
What?
I think it was Watchmen. I think we saw Watchmen at a midnight show. I was like, I sat through, it's like 3 in the morning now.
Oh, yeah.
We did that.
But you know what? I planned this out, but I took a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I slept, it wasn't long, but it was like 45 minutes or something. And then Avengers... it was entertaining throughout. It's a lot of fun. If you're going to see it tonight, I don't want to talk more about it, but I will say that because it was a midnight show, there was some nerds there.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I don't get. I'm excited. Man, there was... Avengers, by the way, it's a very funny movie.
Really?
Yeah. I LOL'd. Ugh, I hate myself.
Raffle.
I actually did. I got down out of my chair.
Yes.
And I rolled on the floor.
Stuck to the floor.
Exactly.
Raisinette boxes.
As if I was a piece of Play-Doh that someone was making into a snake. Like invisible hands were pushing me on the floor. I was just raffling like crazy. Yeah, but it's very funny. But there was a lot of moments where people were like applauding the movie. And when there'd be a really cool action scene, and there are a bunch in this thing, people in the back of the theater would be like, yeah, 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 like that. And I was like, the movie can't hear you.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to play a little game of better or worse.
Yeah.
We're going to name some of the Marvel movies. You're going to tell me if Avengers was better or worse than that.
Oh, yes.
Unless it goes straight to the top. You can opt out now and say it goes straight to the top.
Straight to the top.
Wow, really?
Because can I be honest with you?
Uh-huh.
I was at my job this week, International Tomato.
Sure.
And I had to stop what I was doing so I could make a top 10 superhero movie list just for me.
Okay.
And it had to be based on comic books. Sorry, Incredibles.
Oh, of course.
I got to say, number one, though, still Dark Knight.
Good. Good for you. You should say that.
Yeah.
I've seen every Pixar film 900 times.
You saw Cars 2? Oh, you have kids.
I have kids.
Because I was like, why are you seeing Cars 2?
Oh, I didn't want to see. I didn't want to see that
so
one.
So which is your best favorite Pixar movie?
My favorite. Yeah. Oh.
KOP on the air. Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead. What's your favorite Pixar movie?
I really do like The Incredibles because it's such a like midlife crisis movie.
Yeah.
Actually, many of the movies are midlife crisis movies.
Wait, hold on. What?
Uh-huh. Fatherless children.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot of fatherless children, midlife crisis stuff going on there.
Yeah. Hang on, we're getting a call.
Let's go to the phones. KOOP, you are on the air.
Hey, Mascot Wedding.
What? Who's this?
It's Katie Sicking.
Katie Sicking, good
Katie
heavens.
Katie Sicking.
Katie Sicking, the lady comedian. Katie, we're Julie Gillis is here in the studio.
Oh, awesome.
Do you guys know each other?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's the Ladies Are Funny Festival.
Yeah. That is, I am.
You are the festival.
I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, let's ease back that tone, Katie.
Yeah, come on.
But Katie, for put context, you've been a guest on the show before, and you just moved. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from New York City.
Wow, and your phone hasn't been stolen yet.
No, it has not.
Good for you.
Today was exciting because it went above 45 degrees. So stop bragging. I only had to wear a light jacket.
Oh, that sounds so nice. It is. Yeah. It's starting to get gross here.
Oh, man. Yeah. Did you get to wear boots today?
I've been wearing... Well, here's the thing. Is when I packed, I did not know... Like, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I had sweaters, and then I took them out, and I put books in instead. And I was like, gosh. It's May! Like, who's going to need, you know, jacket or whatever? And now I'm just living in regret.
Yeah. Like, yeah, plus you brought books. Just watch the movies.
I know.
Gross me out.
I just had to, like, put holes in my actual suitcase and, like, wear my suitcase around.
Wow. Well, look, you're doing great because today at Deep Eddy Pool, it was just so gross. I was like, I'm just going to get in this cool water and just hide from the sun. You know how that is sometimes,
air,
right?
The air felt wet and just nasty.
Yeah.
I hate you guys.
I know. I could barely choke down those beers.
Can I be honest with you? A bird flew in my mouth today.
Good.
I
have no idea.
I didn't think the birds sweat, but this is one sweaty bird. It was gross. It was awful. Katie, have you seen Avengers?
No, I want to.
Can you even make it out to a movie theater there? Is it like a 8-hour ordeal?
No. They're here. There's this, like, I actually was looking up theaters, and then the top hits for the theaters were also like Bed Bug Scares, AMC Theaters in Manhattan. Oh no.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. I went to go see Apartments today, and I guess I was one, and I, like, fell in love with it. I was like, oh, this is perfect. It's fate. Yes. And then, like, I actually, like, signed for it, and then I just happened to, like, run a report on the apartment on Bedbug Finders, and it was, like a bunch of people being like, don't live here. This place is full of bed bugs.
Were you signing the pin, but then you realized it wasn't a pin, it was just a solid mass of bed bugs?
And then you feel your scalp start to crawl.
I'm glad I'm still going to go. And then if I get bed bugs, you know, whatever.
Here's why...
Stay away.
So you went to a site that was actually called Bed Bug Finders?
It's Bed Bug Registry.
Oh, wow. So, okay, because the bed bugs legally have to let their neighbors know that they're in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They passed that law in 2010.
Yeah, the Betty's Law.
Instead of, like, just sitting there and talking, they just, like, then infest that apartment.
Ugh. Well, here's the thing, though. It's New York. Bed bugs are going to be everywhere.
By the way, we got a tweet from a regular karate. He says, what's the score of the baseball game in there? How to bet me $100 the Superboys would win. Is that a team I feel tricked?
It is. It's one of the co-op.
Did the Superboys win, David?
The co-op indoor baseball team. No, they lost.
Oh, sorry about that.
So I forget who owes who money.
So besides the bed bugs and the plague that you're living in, how's New York?
It's actually pretty great. I've been, like, eating out more than I should. It's so hard not to. I've been getting really into Russian food.
How is that?
I had to stop so hard from saying, you mean fast food? Like, because it was Russian. But then I just described it to you, and I still feel real dirty.
Yeah, thank God you didn't say that on the air.
I got, like, bed bugs in my brain.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to edit that part of the show out. Sorry, you answer your question? Or you were answering your question?
You're
answering my question? Good night, I retire. I'm awful. Mac, I'm awful radio show.
Mac, just come back to the show. Mac, please come back.
Mac.
Katie, look what you're doing to us. You're making us more worse than we are. No, you're doing fine.
You said you're having a good time?
Yeah. I'm actually on my way to a friend's show in Brooklyn, I guess.
Oh, how's Brooklyn treating you?
I'm living in Manhattan. This is actually going to be my first time to Brooklyn ever.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's going to be adventurous.
So are you going to play Brooklyn Bingo, where you get to see, like, you take a card with you that says, oh, I saw a tall bike. I'll cross that off. And I saw a couple pushing around a baby carriage full of, like, books. I'll cross that off, stuff like that.
Oh, my God. I should do that. I'm about to spend, like, an hour on the subway. That's, like, what I feel like I've spent most of the time in Manhattan is just in the subways. Like yesterday, I saw a baby drop a pacifier on the subway, and then the woman picked up that pacifier, wiped it off on her jacket, and then gave it back to the baby.
No. That's the worst thing to do. That baby's a chud now.
I know.
You mean a cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller?
Yeah, I call them chuds.
Oh, okay.
Well then, yeah, it's, I don't know. You just see stuff like that all the time. It's just like, oh, did that just happen? Oh,
that's terrible.
Yeah, but people watching is pretty great. There's just so many just weird humans.
So, well, they're the worst.
Yeah.
So you've been in New York for 3 weeks now, is that correct?
No, less than that. Like, I don't know. Less than 2 weeks.
It feels so long.
So have you been, putting out feelers for us, looking for any community radio stations we could squat in?
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All the radio that I've heard so far is like the terrible shock jock kind of like, hello, New York.
I can do that. Like, yeah. I have no shame or pride.
We'll do that for half the price.
Oh, my, yeah. Tell them that.
Okay. All right. I'll go by there today.
Okay. So, so you're 2 weeks in roughly. Give New York a grade.
Oh, gosh. Ooh. I'm going to say C-.
C-? Whoa. What can they do to improve?
Get your hand on the dump button. Okay. There's half of New York is just filled with, the worst people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the other half are, pretty cool. But, those mean, I guess. Not mean. I sound like a little girl. They're jerks. I'm trying not to use the C-word, but they're jerks.
Clowns?
Yeah, clowns.
Clowns?
Bunch of clowns.
Yeah,
that's right. We already talked about clowns.
Face paint.
Yep. Yes.
Lots of face paint.
Well, Katie, I hope that grade improves over the coming weeks.
There's a what?
I hope that grade improves.
They gotta improve the weather, I think. If they can do that,
well, that's
pretty good. Like, more sunshine. New York should work on that.
Oh, they're going to work on that. They're going to work on that come July, and you're going to pray to God you hadn't said that.
Yeah, less fish smell. That would be great.
The sunshine's going to make the fish smell get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You mean like a weird O. Henry tale.
Look out, C+. Here comes a D. Or C-. Yeah. Well, Katie, thank you for calling in.
Hey, yeah. Great talking to you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Bye. Right.
Bye.
Bye. Katie's thinking.
Checking in. Our New York correspondent.
Yes. That's all. We should have introduced her as such.
Well, we didn't talk about it.
Touche. But you want to talk about something movie related?
I did. Ooh. I did.
You did. It was the top. It was like a top 10 list or the best event. Best.
Oh. That
movies.
Thing. Better. Well, if the Avengers is at the top, then we don't need to play.
Well,
that.
What did it have to be? Marvel wise.
Marvel wise, not including the Spider-Mans.
Including Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
It had to beat Spider-Man right. 2.
It had to beat Spider-Man 2
or an X2, which are my. I would say Avengers, Spidey 2, X2.
I would probably go Spidey 2. The first Iron Man.
First Iron Man's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also underrated, Blade 2. Blade 2 is great. Damn that whistling cricket. Damn him.
I'll tell you a grim fortune. That was the whistling cricket. Any hoozles. No, I wasn't. I've moved on from that. But
I have moved on from that.
We have moved on.
Listen to these transitions. Oh, my God.
Speaking of motion pictures, here comes another thing about them.
Yes.
So the summer movie season is coming up.
Oh my God, it is.
What's on your agenda?
Oh, the big ones are going to be for me. It's going to be Dark Knight Rises and Prometheus.
Yeah.
Oh, Prometheus.
And
by the way, if you play the Prometheus trailer and the latest trailer for Dark Knight Rises, just in a loop back to back. Just to show them to some rats.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee you in 12 minutes, those rats will kill themselves. Those things are so intense and terrible looking.
Have you guys seen Cabin in the Woods?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's not a summer fun. Movie. Spring movie.
It's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Okay, I'm talking to myself. I don't like that at all. Ugh.
We saw Bernie the other night, too. That was fun.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get out to that. Yeah, I'll check that one out. And I'd forgotten all about that because I was going to go to a movie the other day, but it felt like there's nothing playing right now that I want to see.
It's at the Violet Crown, so I always...
Yes.
Yeah, so I always forget about
going I'll make a day of it.
Hold on a second, guys.
Yeah.
We just had some idiot call us and put us on like repeat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How long has that dummy been planning that? It's been in your week planning some of a phone prank you're going to play on us?
Oh, I thought it was just a tech issue.
No, I bet it was some dummy out there trying to make his own show.
Hmm.
Trying to have his own little radio show.
Oh, that banana squash guy?
Yeah, he's trying to do it, and so you and I will like him.
Yeah.
Because you know it's a guy, too.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Girls got something better to do.
Yeah, get something better to do.
Well, let's see. Are we doing this?
Is this going to be as garbage really again? This? All right, here we go. KOP, you're on the air. You're on the air. Thanks for wasting our time.
All right, we're just going to plow through this.
Yeah. You've ruined it for all the other callers.
I'm sorry. So what are you looking forward to this summer?
Oh, this summer?
Now that bit of misanthropy is over. Is that how you say that?
Misanthropy? Misanthropy?
No, I think
misanthropy?
Misanthropy, like a book smart guy.
You know how I say it?
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh. Yeah, what are you looking forward to?
Prometheus, pretty much.
Yeah, it looks intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty great.
Did you guys watch that? Did we talk about this? That little viral video, which I'm glad they've labeled as that, but the promo where it's just Michael Fassbender as that robot David, just talking about him being a robot.
Yeah.
Watched that thing 12 times.
Captivating.
Oh my God. I can't unwatch it. I can't not watch it. Whatever.
You can't.
Captivating.
Yeah, it's like 8mm.
He said the word.
Yes. Next week is Dark Shadows, the Tim Burton movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to Dark Shadows?
I am.
Okay.
Yes. I really am looking forward to summer period and just being not working.
So you were a fan of the original Dark Shadows?
Was I?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
This is the hard-hitting interview.
It is. it was in the 70s, right?
Yes, it was.
I was probably too little to be able to watch it.
Okay, because I also know it was on Sci-Fi Channel in the 90s. Yeah. They just ran reruns and stuff like that.
But what do you think of the Dark Shadows movie, David?
I'm going to ask another question. I'm going to ask it of our guests. How do you feel about Tim Burton?
I feel fond of Tim Burton.
Okay. So you still hold that fondness for...
I feel like you're a little bit afraid.
I am.
Of admitting it.
No, this isn't...
I'm going to ask our guest a loaded question.
No, this isn't a loaded question at all.
I'm looking for that gun loading sound effect. I can't find
click.
It. That was terrible. Okay, stop. It's no. But go ahead.
I do like movies that are stylized.
Okay.
So
he's got that down.
Yes, he absolutely does.
I was a big fan of Beetlejuice when it came out, and Edward Scissorhands. I didn't like Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
So much.
I enjoyed it.
I liked what was the blanking out
his greatest movie, Ed Wood.
I think Tim Burton.
Thinking of that one. No, I love that film.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I was thinking of the sweet Sweeney Todd.
Oh,
was
right.
The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yep.
I think that Tim Burton is hit and miss and miss and miss and miss and miss and hit and miss and miss and miss and miss.
Yeah.
Plus that whole suburbs are lame. Yeah, we get it enough.
But my issue with Sleepy Hollow, my issue with Dark Shadows
the creep.
Was this. And I hate to say this, but I tweeted about this where I said, Tim Burton's going to be really upset when he finds out what Tim Burton did to Dark Shadows because... That's he's gone on in interviews and says, oh, this was my favorite thing ever. I'm looking forward to making a movie about it. It's my lifelong dream. But you see the preview for it, and it looks silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Adam's Family did. But Adam's Family was a comedy to begin with.
Right, exactly.
He, Starsky and Hutch did.
But my issue, the more I thought about it, at first I was like, oh, this is going to be dumb. But then, what did I expect of Tim Burton?
Because I mean, the Willy Wonka was... comedified. It was very dark. That was a very dark movie originally.
Yeah, but even going back to his early career, the thing that put him on the map that we still like, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands, those are all comedic.
Right.
Where did it shift for me where I expected something different of him, and why am I so upset at him
now? Is it because he's taking old source material and changing it?
That drives me nuts. But I've forgiven that. If he makes a good movie, I don't care. Sweeney Todd I really liked.
Yeah.
If the musical numbers were taken out of it, I would have loved that movie.
Aww.
But I was fine with it. I still enjoyed it. I liked Sleepy Hollow. The stuff he did, the property stuff, Alice in Wonderland, Willy Wonka, Planet of the Apes, didn't care for.
Mm.
But this one, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
You know, I like his visual style from time to time. I like Sleepy Hollow. I thought Planet of the Apes visually was great.
Yeah.
Story-wise, kind of dumb. Batman Returns, I don't think it was a good Batman movie, but I think it was a good movie.
Yeah.
But and stuff here and there, like you said, Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
That was a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that aesthetic, it's I only wanted I don't know, not every time. Edward Scissorhands bores me to death. But if other people like it, that's fine. Because I honestly can see why people like
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I liked Ed Wood.
Mm.
But it's just the fact that what were we talking about, that Thanksgiving Day balloon, balloon boy, his limbs burned off or something like that.
Are you familiar with the Tim Burton Thanksgiving balloon? He was commissioned to make a balloon for the Thanksgiving Day parade.
What?
And gave it the most disturbing backstory that I still never got footage of Al Roker reading the description of this balloon. But it really was like, Balloon Boy was made from other balloons, and his mother was a prostitute balloon or something.
No, he didn't.
It was not. That was not literally it, but it was. I'm not too far off. Gosh. I'm really not too far off.
He would stay at hotels, cleaning up after married couples.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, this is supposed to go after Underdog. Why are we hearing this thing? Like, he can't turn it off.
Yeah.
You know what though? I was gonna say if Tim Burton was involved in Dark Shadows, I may like it. But then again, if he wasn't involved, I probably wouldn't even take notice of it.
Oh, it'd be a blip on the radar. You wouldn't really care about it.
But honestly, I had no idea it was a show. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, this Dark Shadows adaptation. I was like, is that a thing?
Yeah.
You know what? As much as we've seen that, like, the Burton-Johnny Depp team again and again and again.
Right.
I still like Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
I like Ava Green.
Oh, yeah.
But Dark Shadows does not look good.
I'll go see it.
You'll go see it?
Yeah.
Give us an exciting review.
Ooh, I'll let you know.
Guys, we got to get out of here.
What?
What?
You kidding me with us?
Hey, Julie Gillis, thank you so much for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me here.
And do you want to give a real quick information about that?
Yeah, let's talk about this one more time.
Ladies Are Funny Festival, www.ladiesarefunnyfestival.com.
Laugh for short.
Laugh, ATX.
That's how I like to spell laugh, by the way, with the two Fs. Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. And next Wednesday is our opening night at 29th Street Ballroom, 8 o'clock. Sue Galloway from New York City, 30 Rock, will be performing. And we run through Saturday.
Fantastic. That's
great. It's going to be a great festival. If you guys like really funny shows, then this is the thing for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show. David.
Yes.
What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear me say this. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding.
You know, people ask me all the time, what would it be like to do a radio show with Telly Savalas? And you know what I'd say? Disappointing. Because I got a co-host that's smooth.
You're a sweetheart.
Also, I don't want to get stabbed.
What? You're not going to get stabbed, dum-dum.
I believe that Telly Savalas is his character from Dirty Dozen.
Oh, man. Adam. You're going to do this with 4 minutes left to go? I'm going to talk about the Dirty Dozen now. But
Bo Honkus 13.
What did he get?
Quality quote. Tweet saying, Tim Burton's and a child should grow up or he should stop making movies. Oh, I thought it was and he should stop making movies, not or.
Oh,
close, Bo Honkus. You get a B minus on that tweet.
All right.
He just got tweet graded.
But he's in the conversation.
In the conversation. Thank you, Bo Honkus.
So good for him. We're going out with Weird Dreams from their Choreography album. This is Hurt So Bad. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David. Goodbye, Julie.
Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, Austin. We'll see you next week.